This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Told you we were going to take a look at the MLS Eastern Conference here in this segment. The balance of power has potentially shifted tonight. It's going to be very interesting to see how moves that sound like they're being finalized, you're getting confirmations on things, nothing's been officially announced yet, but a very important player leaving, a very important player coming into the East, lots of stuff happening. So let's just start with where we finished last season in the Eastern Conference. And just a really quick thought on up or down, where these teams are in the table. So Miami won the East last season. They're going to be in contention to win the East again. We can quibble about how good they'll be and will they get 74 points again, which is a record. I don't know. Are they in contention to win the East? Absolutely. Columbus is second last season. I don't think they're second right now. Cucho Hernandez gone. Christian Ramirez gone. Going to be gone. I can't keep up if that's done or not. It's been talked about going to the LA Galaxy for a while. All right. Columbus is not going to be the same. They can't be right now. They don't have a striker. Not at that level. So Columbus down. Cincinnati. They were third. I'm going to leave them there for right now. We're going to come back to Cincinnati in just a minute. We'll talk about the news of the evening. Orlando fourth. Probably a decent ballpark to be looking at again for 25. Charlotte fifth, I think a decent ballpark for them to be looking at for 2025. New York City sixth, Santiago Rodriguez might not be back. And in general, I was kind of underwhelmed by NYC last season. We'll see. Red Bulls seventh, they're going to be higher if they stay healthy. Emil Forsberg, when he played, this was a team that was second in the East in terms of points per game. When he didn't, they were nowhere near where they finished, which was seventh. They got to MLS Cup. They're very, very good. They could be better. They've upgraded on the back line a little bit, I think. Red Bulls will be higher than seventh if all goes to plan. Montreal eighth. That's probably about right. Atlanta ninth. Nope, they're going to be higher than that. We'll find out how much higher, but I think they're definitely going to be higher. Then you get into D.C., Toronto, Philadelphia, Nashville, New England, Chicago. And I don't know if any of them have, I mean, like out of those six, could Chicago go from 15th to 10th? Yeah, absolutely. Will they go from 15th to 7th and avoid the play-in? I don't know about that. New England, they have 14 new players. They have some promising players. They have some things that I like. They have a lot of questions. Nashville has a good number of questions. Philadelphia has a good number of questions. Toronto, I don't even know where to begin with the questions. DC, will they be better under the second year of Troy Lesane? Can they be a playoff team? Yeah, maybe. So looking at the East, in general, I kind of look at it in four tiers. Maybe five if we leave Toronto in their own tier, because I think they might end up being in their own tier. So Toronto at the back. Then it's Montreal, Philadelphia, Chicago, New England, Nashville, DC. I mean, flip a coin? I think Chicago could be the best of that group. I think Montreal could be the best of that group. New England, I have no idea where to put them right now. I don't really know what to do with Nashville. DC losing Click, I think, is going to really hurt them. I put all of those teams down a level. Tier three, Columbus, Cincinnati, New York City. Now, Cincinnati might be higher based off some of the conversation tonight. We'll get there in a second. I don't think they have a lot of depth, though, and that's going to be an issue for Cincinnati. NYC at the back of that group. Columbus, they've got to fill some holes. Tier two, Red Bulls, Orlando, Charlotte, in my opinion. Charlotte, if they start Patrick Agyeman, could really surprise people. For some reason, they were reluctant to do that last season. I think they're going to have to this year, and they should get the reward for it. We'll see how the other pieces fit. I think they can be better. I think Dean Smith needs to be a little more open with that team. I think they have some potential. They also, defensively, have some potential to slip a little bit. They do, in my opinion. I think Tim Ream playing left back could be a bit of an issue against some opponents. Orlando, look, we got to see what Marco Pasalic ends up being from Croatia. Can he be Facundo Torres? Can he be close to Facundo Torres? It's asking a lot. I do like Orlando's addition of Eduard Atuesta from Palmeiras, formerly of LAFC. I think that's a nice piece, especially with Wilder Cartagena injured and not quite sure how long he's going to be out. Orlando's going to have to get more from Luis Muriel to be in that 2-3-4-5 conversation. Duncan Maguire is going to be injured for the first portion of the season. Ramiro Henrique, does he take another step forward? That'd be a big ask. He was pretty good last year. You're going to need more from Muriel. You just have to get it. If you want to be a top team in the East, Muriel's going to have to give Orlando more. Red Bulls already said it. I think they're a really good team, and they're only going to be better in 25 over the entire course of the season, because I think they'll be healthier. Backline could be better with some new additions. Tim Parker, I don't know how much he adds to that group in general, but he adds some veteran leadership. If you're not asking him to play every day, I think he could be a nice addition for them. And tier one, I've left two teams out that I haven't talked about yet in Atlanta and Miami, and I think they're the two most talented teams in the East.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I'm probably a little biased, but they're the two most talented teams in the East. Don't think that's a wide stretch. I think Atlanta has more depth. I think Miami has the GOAT, and they have some other borderline GOATs. They don't have as much depth as Atlanta. They don't have as much depth as a few other teams. Cincinnati is going to be the one that will be fascinating to me, and a lot of it is down to what has happened this evening in terms of what's being reported. They are on the verge, finalizing a blockbuster deal, according to Tom Bogert of Give Me Sport, to acquire Evander from the Portland Timbers. $12 million plus add-ons. Remember the cash for player trade rule that is now in effect in Major League Soccer. You can go and buy a player from another MLS team rather than sending them GAM or TAM or WAM or YAM. You can just send cash. Randy Moss would be happy about that. Straight cash, homie. Portland's getting a lot of that, $12 million. Now, Cincinnati, to make room to bring Evander in, will be moving Luciano Acosta to Dallas. Lucho said he might not come back at the end of last season. I think people kind of glossed over that. Then he was linked with a move to Estudiantes and Foster Gillette, who is the son of the former Liverpool owner who nearly put the club into bankruptcy. Foster has went down to South America and is in the process of investing or buying or partially investing or buying part of or whatever. Maybe multiple clubs, but Estudiantes has been one that's been linked. They tried to hijack a whole bunch of different moves, got a couple things done. They tried to get Luciano Acosta to come to Estudiantes and talk to him and talk to him and talk to him and talk to him, and he didn't get a deal done. By that time, the windows were closed, so you had an unhappy Lucho who was already unhappy and probably even more unhappy about not getting this deal to Estudiantes over the line. He didn't want to go back to Cincinnati. He was training on the side. They had to move him because they'd already kind of sort of agreed to the move with Evander in Portland. I know this is complicated. They finally have to get all of it done. They're going to get $5 million, it sounds like, from Dallas for Lucho. There's bonuses involved. So you're essentially, if you're Cincinnati, and we'll talk about their other additions in Denke and getting Orejano on a permanent deal and adding an angle at left wing back. Talk about that in a second. But you're swapping Lucho Acosta for Evander, and you're spending $7 million to do it. I don't know if you've gotten better with that move. I might be wrong, and I will put my hand up if midseason it's different. If end of the season it's different, I will put my hand up, and we can come back here and talk about it. You can clip it. You can send it to me. I don't care. That's fine. Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last. But I'm not fully convinced that Cincinnati is a better team with Evander pulling the strings as the 10 instead of Lucho Acosta. Now, better than an unhappy Lucho Acosta, who not even allegedly, I mean, he pretty much said it, did not like his boss in Chris Albright, the general manager. Yeah, probably so. But is Evander a better player in this league than Luciano Acosta? I'm just not sure of that. I don't think so. I think Lucho could go down as one of the most impressive, impactful players in MLS history. He's got that. And I think he was perfect for this team and Pat Noonan. Can Evander be that? We're going to find out really quick because there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on it. $12 million puts a lot of pressure on your back. This Cincinnati team, and this is what the post Cincinnati has posted as a proposed starting lineup for this group. Feels pretty decent. They don't have a lot of depth, by the way. That's going to be an issue for them. They do not have much depth in this team. We saw it last year at center back where they had a bunch of injuries at center back. That could be a huge problem for them this season in an Eastern Conference that is pretty loaded. But you're looking at Roman Celentano in goal, one of the better goalkeepers in the league. You're looking at Engel coming over from Newcastle or from Middlesbrough, and then you're looking at DeAndre Yedlin as your wingbacks in a 5-3-2. Good. You're looking at Matt Miazga back from injury. Very, very good. Also, very, very stick of dynamite. Could blow up in your face. See how that goes. Miles Robinson, good player, obviously. I don't know if he's as good as he used to be. I wonder if the Achilles has... I know it's fully healed, but I wonder if he can be the same player that he was. I don't think he looked great with the national team in the January camp, and that doesn't mean a whole lot until it does. Let's see. Let's see how all that works. Teenage Hadibi will be the other center back, a guy who had opportunities in Houston and is now in Cincinnati. The midfield, good behind Evander in Pavel Buka and Obinna Wobodo, with Evander as the 10, with a $16.2 million transfer forward Kevin Danke coming in, and Luca Orejano. It's a very good team. It's a very good team, but are they as good or better than Miami? I don't think so. Are they as good or better than Atlanta? Jury's out on both. Look, Cincinnati with Evander and with Danke and with Engel, I don't know. Good on paper. Atlanta with Almiron and Late Laugh and a full season of Moranchuk and Click, really good on paper. I think it's better on paper, but we don't play the games on paper. So those are your two bigger upside question marks in the Eastern Conference, Atlanta and Cincinnati. I want to see a little more from Cincinnati before I put them into tier one. I think with the moves tonight that are not official, but are all but official, I feel comfortable with Cincinnati in tier two, along with the Red Bulls, Orlando, and Charlotte. So I think your top six teams in the East, in some permutation, are Atlanta, Miami, Red Bulls, Orlando, Charlotte, Cincinnati. Big questions on Columbus, big questions on NYC, and then a group of teams that one of them will probably pop up and have a good season. One or two of them will fall apart and have really bad seasons, and the rest will just be where they are, out of Montreal and Philadelphia and Chicago and New England and Nashville and DC and Toronto. But I think it's between Atlanta, Miami, Red Bulls, Orlando, Charlotte, Cincinnati in the Eastern Conference as it is currently constructed. I do want to see what Columbus does in replacing Cucho Hernandez and Christian Ramirez, because if you get the right guy, then that could be a team that jumps back up with a great manager in Wilfred Nancy. We will see. It's going to be a fun season in the East. I think it might not be as good top to bottom as it was in 2024, but I think it might be more competitive at the top than it was in 2024. So stay tuned. Week and a half to go. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, it's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Coming up next on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.